The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff. How are you, Ruth?
Fine, thank you.
It's always nice when Ruth is here. But she had an issue with her car, not her son's car this morning.
Right.
But fortunately, it's being taken care of. Before we get to our first guest, I'd like everybody each week to know what Project Independence is. And it's the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And if there's anything you have to remember, it's 311. Because you call 311 basically 24 hours a day. They will put, within 24 hours, you will have an answer to your question. We have many partnerships throughout the town for help, and they'll send you into that direction. Or we have the stuff in town. We have, some of the statistics are amazing. Transportation. Transportation for shopping and for medical, okay? And we've done over 200,000 rides since it went into effect.
That's amazing.
That's
really amazing. It is.
Other services, we have social work services for bereavement, for blood pressure checks. Simple thing is a blood pressure check, but a senior needs it. And if they can't get to the doctor, you'll have a social worker or a nurse come to your house. And unfortunately for the people involved, they have caught things. By going to somebody's house, woman felt a little, and I said, guess what, call the ambulance. You have to be taken care of.
Yeah.
So and this is done for free?
Absolutely. All this stuff through the town. Once in a while, there's something you might attend for $5 or a parking fee for $10. Mm-hmm. But that's rare. Most of the stuff through Project Independence is free. And the stuff that goes on is just amazing. And you call 311 between the five districts that we have, there's something going on at the Great Neck Senior Center, at the Yes We Can Community Center. It's Clinton G. Martin. I can't stress it enough. 311. And then each week, Christina Liu, of course, brings the most exciting guests onto our radio show. And this morning we have Bruce Matters, who is the founder and CEO of Coastal Caretakers. And the interesting thing I'm thinking about is Coastal Caretakers. It's what Project Independence stands for. Yep. You're trying to help the people age in place, but comfortably.
Exactly.
So welcome, Bruce. And before, what I like to start off with, how did you get involved in this type of thing?
Oh, well, I was a certified nursing assistant. I was a home health aide for terminally ill cancer patients, men. I was an orthopedic tech. I did hips and knee replacements in Naples Community Hospital.
All in one lifetime?
All in one lifetime. And
route.
Then I was a non-emergency medical transporter. I had a company called Transportation Matters, where we used to shuttle people from nursing homes all over the coast of New England. But today, with Coastal Caretakers, we are senior property managers, and we're CAP certified, aging in place specialists, and we make their home accessible so they can remain there comfortably and safely.
I'm going to stop you. CAP certified.
Certified aging in place specialist.
Okay.
It's through the National Home Builders Association, AARP, and Universal Design.
Wow, very good.
So we're one of 1,800 people in the nation who are certified right now. So our main objective is to keep people safe and secure in that home. We're caretakers, not caregivers. We take care of their home. Somebody has to make sure that all these different areas are taken care of, like we do home access modification. We do a once-a-week home and safety check to make sure that they're okay. So that's
in other words, you come to see if they're all right?
We go there once a week, 52 times out of the year. There's a professional person there. We're trained in Alzheimer's and dementia in case something's going on, but we don't do anything medical.
Okay.
The oil burner has to be serviced. The ice and snow has to be removed. We do so they can navigate with their walker in the house. Wheelchairs, be able to access the bathroom and things like that because 80% of all falls occur in the bathroom. So fall prevention is a big part of our program. We also do emergency preparedness in case there's a hurricane or a snowstorm or something. We have to make sure that everything is fine for them so they can, be able to get by with
it. Sounds wonderful. Really wonderful.
Yeah. So that's basically what we do, but it can entail anywhere from an elevator from first floor to second floor, a stair lift, a modular wheelchair ramp, even mobility aids, anything. It's an umbrella. And the thing is, it says, well, wow, all these things, how do you do that? It's because I've been working as a caretaker for 50 years. I started out in the Hamptons as a pool boy, worked my way up to a Rosarian. I used to raise and show roses. And then I became a full-time caretaker on various estates. That's before everything started to change in the Hamptons, when it was really the place to be for the celebrities. You know?
Okay.
So that's basically what we do. But we want to make sure that safety, you know, we can actually be a little bit of a deterrent, you know. As the economy starts to get a little shaky, sometimes we all can see about, you know, what burglary or home invasions and things like that. But we're there to keep an eye and also work within the community, because everybody benefits from what we do. Not only the clients, but the adult children, the neighbors, our vehicle. We have a wrapped vehicle, so everybody identifies with who we are and what we do.
Terrific. Walk us through how a person would. So I found out about you.
Okay.
A referral. Somebody told me. I saw an ad someplace. Now I'm going to call up your agency.
Yeah.
What happened? Somebody's going to come to my house.
Well,
will
you give us the number?
Yes, yes.
That's a good idea, Ruth.
My number is 888-828-6278.
Maybe repeat it again, because maybe not some a listener didn't have a pen or a pencil.
888-828-6278. And we're located in Patchogue and Garden City Park. We just sign a little agreement to go to the house once a week to make sure that there's a professional person there to keep an eye on what's going on. And it's $2.99 a month. It's very reasonable to have a professional person there to keep an eye on mom and dad, because the adult children, they're the sandwich generation, and they have to take care of their soccer moms. The kids have to go to soccer practice or recital or ballet or whatever it is, and now she's got to pick up go to the cleaners to get something for Saturday night that her and her husband have to attend. But now she's got her mom and dad who need assistance, and he's got a mom and dad. So we relieve all that stress and pressure off of those, off of that sandwich generation, because they know that, oh, there's a professional person at the house once a week. But it takes time. You have to be patient with seniors. They don't like to be disrupted and make a lot of changes. So I basically know that between 9 months to a year takes me to gain trust. But after that period of time, the daughter might come over and say, Mom, what's the matter with that back door? It's still, oh, call Bruce. He knows what to do. He can fix anything.
So this $2.99 a month covers everything?
No. I mean, if they need a new roof, it's not going to be that.
Right.
Well, we will
be
there to oversee. And it doesn't take time before I know those properties like the back of my hand. If their washing machine hoses look, you know, I look behind there, oh, they look like they're about 18 years old. Let's see if we can change those out. It's those little mundane issues that are important take care of.
Now,
and you have a handy person service?
We have a handy person service, exactly, exactly. But we also work with very knowledgeable, qualified general contractors, because they have the plumbers, the electricians, the roofers, and everything like that.
What does a handy person service do?
Well, the handy person service can maybe put a grab bar in, or maybe repair something outside, or put the pool furniture out, or put the hoses out for the springtime now it's coming up. And we work
Those are important.
Oh, we work within the seasons. You know, now it's pretty soon the barbecue tank has to be filled, just the little things. But if they're, you know, as people age and their conditions are going to change, they might not need a bathroom remodel, because they might be playing nine holes of golf once a week or something. But in another few years, they might need a complete bathroom retrofit.
Right.
So we can coordinate that as well.
And you can modify kitchens if somebody has to use a wheelchair?
Oh, definitely, because the kitchen, since the kitchen sink, they have to be able to get underneath the sink. Like in the bathroom, we do away with vanities, no more vanities. We have wall-hung sinks. We can also put ceiling lifts in with shorthand. So Ahoya, we just finished a job in Southampton. A woman had MS, and we had to do a ceiling lift, and we pick her up out of her bed, take her out of the bedroom, down the hall, into the bathroom. There's a turntable in the middle of the bathroom, spins her around, backs her into the toilet, puts her on the toilet, picks her up, then puts her into the rolling shower. This is all done overhead.
What do you mean the rolling shower?
So she can roll in with a wheelchair if she
has. Oh, really?
To. Yeah. So you don't want any curbs. You want smooth transitions, so there's no obstructions. Everybody, when they start to shuffle those walkers, and we put railings and grab bars up anywhere.
And you put stair lifts in too?
Yep, stair lifts, modular ramps.
What is a modular ramp?
They're made out of aluminum and extruded aluminum, so they're maintenance-free and they're safe.
When you start the program and somebody goes for the $299 a month and visits once a week, is it the same person you try to, or no? It's all different people?
Oh, no, the same person.
Okay.
Same person, because it's a relationship.
I'm agreeing. That's why I was just curious.
No, I think that's very important.
And if you tell them you're going to be there on Tuesday morning at 9:30, you better be there. And we make sure. Yeah.
And how long is a visit like that usually?
Well, we do a complete walkthrough, interior, exterior, in the basement. We check carbon monoxide detectors, and if there's any mildew or mold, we have to make sure that, you know, air circulates in the basement. We also do walk the grounds. There might be a gate that's broken in the back, you know. Shrubbery should be pruned and
right.
around the home and all little things. We have motion light sensors, so the lights go on, security in the evenings. Lighting is very important. Lighting under the counter.
To prevent falls.
Exactly. We can light the staircase, a little light under each step. There's a lot to it, but, you know, I've been at this for many, many years. I mean, Aging in Place started through AARP and Universal Design
I know many people, and myself included, want to stay in our homes.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Everybody does. So
right.
That's basically the service. But, you know, we can do hurricane preparedness, like I said, weather-related emergencies. The ice and snow removal is so important. They've got to get out to that mailbox if they're, you know, but they have to have railings on the side of the steps.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a place where they can put down their packages when they're coming into the house that they can open up the door.
Everything's now, ice and snow removal is extra money, right?
Well, we include three out of the year. I mean, we can shovel and walk and put down ice melt. We'll even watch the weather. You know, with the Weather Channel today, you can tell exactly what's going to happen. We might be on at 4 or 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning putting the ice melt down, because in March, when it warms up, it freezes. So mm-hmm. now they got ice there. So we make sure that when they come out in the morning, it's safe.
The concept of it is just really like a caring adult child.
Yeah.
You know, because you're paying attention. You're going once a week, if you're going through the home, all of a sudden you're going to spot to see something that's starting to go bad, a light that's flickering, maybe, or some silliness that if the person was more alert or had a family member going through, they'd say, "Ma, you know, that light is going. Let me pick up something at Home Depot." You guys are taking care of that, which is, you know, it's
which
a comfort
wonderful.
For a family member.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, it's just being aware.
And it produces peace of mind.
And I started doing this in 1976.
You must be very handy.
Well, they kicked me out of school because I stole a school bus, and I'm.
I had
So I was like 17. I had to work, so I went to work in construction as a builder's laborer.
Were your parents very handy?
Well, not too much. But when I was on the job, I worked with bricklayers or something, and there'd be people from Poland, from Germany, from Austria, from Italy, all showing me, "Hey, kid, get over here. Let me show you how to lay brick." Next job I go on, I'd be working with steam fitters or plumbers. They'd show me how to do that, or welding. So I learned a lot of different trades, so I'm applying all my skills to helping others. It's really not about me and mine. It's more about you and yours.
Right.
So if we
wonderful.
Can help this elder generation, which is my generation. You know, because I'm getting up there. But without them, we wouldn't have universities and superhighways and malls, and because they built this island.
Right, right.
I remember when the expressway stopped. You know, you had 25 and 25A and 27. That's the only way you could go east from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Actually, this is amazing. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.